A Gedevach, Sataya Maisa, you know, one of the great chassidim of the Chayz of Lublin, of the great seer of Lublin, was the Yitzhak Kaddish of Pshischa, the great Jew of Pshischa. So one time it happened by Rosh Hashanah davening. After davening was over, so the Rebbe, the Chayz, was going to have a tish with all the chassidim. And by the tish, he would say Torah, he would say different Torah. So before the tish started, the Yitzhak Kaddish, the holy Jew of Pshischa, went to some of his friends, some of his colleagues, and said, I can tell you what pasuk the Rebbe is going to say Torah on, and I can tell you what Varti is going to say. So all his friends were like, okay, that's a pretty good parlor trick. So they said, what is he going to say? And I'll tell you exactly what he's going to say. He's going to say a Dvar Torah in the following pasuk. It says in pasuk, V'yizkor l'kim es noyach, that Hashem remembered Noach, right? When he was in the ark and the whole world was destroyed, it says Hashem remembered Noach. Ves kol hachay, ves kol behema shrita v'teva. Hashem remembered Noach and all the animals that were with him in the ark. That's the pasuk the Rebbe is going to say Torah on. And what is he going to say? What the Rebbe is going to say is like this. He's going to say that Noach represents the tzaddik in every generation. And so the pasuk means like this. V'yizkor l'kim es Noach, that Hashem remembers the tzaddik of the generation. And in the merit of the tzaddik of the generation, Hashem also remembers all the animals and all the chayas and others, all the simple Jews as well. So since the tzaddik is being remembered by Hashem for good, so everyone else is also swept up in that positivity and swept up in that goodness as well. Hashem remembers Noach, and also included in that memory is also the animals and so on. That's going to be the vart that the Rebbe is going to say. Okay? So see, them are waiting to see if it turns out like that. So the chayza comes to the tish. And that's what happens. The Chayza begins to say Torah. He quotes the pasuk, V'yisuk kim es Noach, Hashem remembers Noach, and he remembers all the animals. Noach means the tzaddik. And when Hashem remembers the tzaddik, he automatically remembers also all the regular people as well in a positive way. Once Hashem is thinking the tzaddik in a positive way, so all the other Jews are swept up in that positive memory as well. So fine. After the tish, everyone came over to the Yitzhak Kaddish and said, How do you know? It was a Ruach HaKadosh, divine inspiration. So he said, nah, it wasn't divine inspiration. He said, I was davening by Rosh Hashanah next to the Rebbe. I was davening next to the Chayza. And I noticed the Chayza was davening and he was pointing with his finger in the Siddur. And when he got to that pasuk by Rosh Hashanah davening in Musaf, where that pasuk is quoted, Hashem remembers Noach and all the animals, he kept his finger there for a long time. So I knew right away that that's what the Rebbe is going to be thinking about. But how did I know the Vart? How did I know the actual Dvar Torah who's going to say? The answer is, all the Rebbe thinks about is just different ways how to legitimize Hashem thinking good about the Jewish people. That's all he's thinking about anyway. So whatever pasuk he's focused on, it's just a matter of figuring that result into that pasuk. It's just a matter of getting that in there. So once I knew the pasuk he's talking about, and I knew the end of the day, what his point needs to be, which is that Hashem remembers all Jewish people in a positive way, then it's an obvious thing that that's what the pasuk, that's what he's going to make, that's how he's going to read it. That Hashem remembers Noach, who's the tzaddik, and all the animals, all the other Jews that are swept up in that positive memory as well. So it was an obvious thing. And that's how I knew. It wasn't divine inspiration at all. But it's an amazing, amazing lesson you see from that story. That what does a tzaddik think about all day? All he thinks about is just different ways how to prove that Hashem wants to do good for the Jewish people and is thinking good about the Jewish people and how the Jewish people are good in Hashem's eyes. That's all the tzaddik is thinking about. That's all he's interested in. And all the Torah that he learns is just to create different angles and different sort of vessels to bring out that truth. That's what the tzaddik is about. Shri Zohar to know of such tzaddikim and to become such tzaddikim ourselves. Shri Zohar to only have good memories and good thoughts about ourselves and other people. V'yizkor tzaddik b'rachamim, v'hirvi yameinu, amen.